hearing nothing, and Joe said it went out on both. I just couldn't remember. We sent a few sample copies around to make sure that everything is right, and I couldn't remember whether I saw the final twice or not. Don't know if we have any silent. I didn't even look tonight to see if we have any silent keys. I guess we could wait till next week. If we do, we'll just remember them next week. So I'll go right to Joe, 82TFB, for our celebrity of the week. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Dick, and all listening along the network. I think I've been participating in the East Coast Reflector for maybe 3 years now. And I'm going to guess for your net number one, I'm guess you just like started out really small, 35. I'll say 35 check-ins. I don't know if we'll come anywhere close, but there you go. And for this week's Celebrity Call Sign of the Week, to give credit where credit is due, the primary source of information for this episode is the English language Wikipedia and is therefore subject to the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 license. Our celebrity was born in Columbus, Ohio on November 15, 1906. His family moved around the country as his father looked for work, going as far as Montana and California. Eventually, they returned to his native city of Columbus. He attended Columbus Public Schools, graduating from Columbus South High School, and studied civil engineering at Ohio State University. Working his way through college, he graduated with a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. In 1929, during his engineering studies, he joined the United States Army Air Corps, the precursor to the United States Air Force. By the time Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, he had achieved the rank of major. His service during the Second World War included Europe and the China-Burma-India Theater. After the war, our celebrity was assigned to command the United States Air Force in Europe and coordinated the Erlin Airlift. He served as commander of the Strategic Air Command, or SAC, from 1948 to 1957, where he presided over the transition of the Air Force to all-jet aircraft. As chief of staff of the Air Force, he called for the bombing of Cuban missile sites during the Cuban Missile Crisis and sought a sustained bombing campaign against North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And so I don't turn out the repeaters, just going to let it drop and rejoin.